This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, good evening. We're holding over here in Tachlis Briyas Adam. I guess in if you're using the same one as mine, it's Chavzayin, each one has own numbering system, but we learned last time about the Inyan of Nekama, Lahashmas Oyva, Misnakim, and so on. Tachlis B'yasodam, Nimtza, Eich Shatikin HaGodl Nimtza B'yad HaAdam, Loi B'yad HaMalachim. So you see here that really it's up to Adam and not Malachim. So if we ask ourselves who in the Bria can redo the Bria, it's Adam and not Malachim. Al-Kei Neda Shuvada Ikakol HaBria. So if only Adam can do that tikkun, and he explains because Adam is mechuba to some degree to it, then he must be the ikkun of Bria, because he's the only one who can accomplish what the Bria has been made for. So l'chura, Adam was the only one that could accomplish this Akira of Ra from the Bria, and therefore Adam is the one who is Shaykh to it, and this should be his only Asik. This is, should be what he's all about. So Adam had a Chiyuv. And the chiyuv of Adam was to do mitzvahs, to get away from averus, but that's it. This is the key word. We were supposed to be able to do what we're supposed to, what we do, without any other problems. So imagine the muscle. If somebody's given a job to deliver stuff from one warehouse to another warehouse, so you expect the road to be smooth, the truck to be in perfectly good condition, and the person's job should be to keep taking stuff from this warehouse to that warehouse. But to toss in non-relevant obstacles, in other words, all sorts of potholes and broken transmission and all sorts of other problems, internal car problems, all of those, there's no reason for it. It doesn't make any sense. So it should have been, and this is the key word, so the word menucha doesn't mean inactivity, but rather menucha means a very, very smooth, non-interrupted activity. Menucha means that the activity, everything around it, allowed you to do it at maximum efficiency. There was no tossing and turning. Rak achashechota, hine hu mishalach b'shtei drachom b'shem anhigim. But once he did the Aveira, something changed. And the Ramchal says what changed is he's actually going in two different directions. He has two different poles or pushes in him that are pushing him in two different directions. Kimamorim zal oyle miyoytzi oyle miyitzri. Valkein is baalucha shekol mash adam esaveis Hashem hu masha oyse lefi atachlis shabavur bro abayis parshmoi vekol mashi chutz mizeh. So, Dramchal says, if we can take a person's activities and sort of divide it into different areas, we will say the following. Anything that he does for Avodas Hashem is coming from that chelek of the person. And anything that's not for Avodas Hashem is coming from Ra. I want to explain this a little bit because this is kind of, at first glance, counterintuitive. We're used to thinking of the world and its activities as three different activities. One is mitzvahs, one is averus, and one is rishus. You know, kind of, okay, you're sort of doing something that's neither mitzvah nor avera. Ramchal says it's not true. A person is put into this world for one tachlis, la'avdo l'shamra, to run the garden and to have it go and to bring out this tikkun. Anything other than that means he is betraying. He's betraying his mission. It's like, imagine if I send a soldier to a spy to gather as much information as he can someplace, and he takes a day off. It's not a day off, it's a day that he didn't do it. And that's a chisaron. We look at it askance, we look at it as not good. Now let's think a little bit about this. I once heard this from Reb Shlomo Noach Brzozowski, Slomo Rebbe, the Nesivos Shalom. He asked the following question. It says that Kaddish Atzmacha B'Mutalecha. So he asks, I don't understand. He says, you know, we have so many mitzvahs. Like, why is Mutalecha supposed to be Kaddish Atzmacha B'Mutalecha? Like, why? So he said, we're making a mistake about what our purpose in life is. The world is divided from the things that we may not use for Avodas Hashem, and that is all the Dvarim Asurim. So treif meat, I'm not allowed to use Avodas Hashem. That's what's called Asur. Mutter means it is allowed to use it for Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world for Avodas Hashem. I have many things that I can't use. I have many, many more things that I can use. There's nothing in the world given to enjoy in its own right without any yachas to the tachlis of bria. There is no such thing because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create. This world is not a resort. It's a makom avoda. It's just like in a factory, when you visit a person's home, so it's appropriate that a person has all sorts of nice things there for the sake of being nice, comfortable, relaxing, enjoyable, and so on. If a person visits a factory, we expect every single aspect in an ideal factory to be suited for maximizing production or profit. The way the people are set up, the way the tables, the color, everything has to do with one tachlis. The tachlis of bria is a certain tikkun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not. There is no echetimtza in the bria of something which is just for the fun of it. There is no for the fun of it here. Now, obviously, it's easy to understand that things that are relaxing are needs. A person, if he's all the time wound up, he begins to become less productive. If a person needs to relax, in order to form benam chaver or friendships and ksharim, you need to have relaxing environments and ambience. There are many, many things that a person can use for Avodas Hashem, but as soon as he does something else, that's a nachash. And like he says over here, v'chofetz l'shako b'dvar macherim. He doesn't need him to do averis. He simply needs him to look at something else. In other words, other than being put into this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, eat from every fruit, from every tree, except for this. And the nachash came and said, well, this one will give you such and such power. And Adam fell for it. Despite the fact that there was no avodah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to take from it. So it was not only the issur, it was just the idea of finding and looking for things other than his avodah. Einashada. V'noisen loy einash lispa adam azeh. al derech avatim acherim ki bederech v'nitalav. Sorry, v'nitalav oynos just al derech azeh. Al derech avatim acherim ki bederech shal moitzel elepo malich moitzel. V'kivin shu bocha betchil shmo anochash kenya mishpotoi shal yu'asa ben chayrim e'uloi es v'leiv negrazan shlizolov v'zeh sepech tegelech. So he explains over here what is the punishment that Adam got for listening to Nachash. And the punishment he got for listening to Nachash is that the person will always be hampered in doing what he's supposed to do. So let's take a mashal. Imagine somebody's a tremendous musician or scientist, business, whatever it is. So his focus is to play music, to do business, or to do whatever things that he's very good at that he wants to accomplish. Let's say he has a drinking problem. So now, his problem when he drinks is that he can't function in the other areas. So he's drinking, and he has some level of pleasure out of it, but he's sitting and knowing that it's destroying everything else. So to Adam, if there is no, if the Adam is aware that he's being schlepped to other things. So I made up my mind, I'm going to finish this as Masechtik, this now. And then I get schlepped into other stuff. So that automatically is a tsar for a person, because he recognizes he can't do what he would like to do. And the reason why he's getting this einish is because he listened to the Nachash. And this is part of the general yisoid, that punishments are not outside forces. They're not something which comes from the outside in. Punishments are the etzem mitzias of what you did. It's a realization of what you did. So, for instance, if you let a person drink, and then the next day can't perform, and he flunks out, and it's his consequences, the person is suffering the consequence of his actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's preferred method of punishment is that you eat the peiros of what you did. You yourself created the situation, and you yourself will suffer its consequences. So therefore, the consequence of this situation is going to be that you're not going to be able to do what you want to do, what you're supposed to do, and so on. You're going to be pulled and distracted to a lot of directions. Eating from the Eitz Hadas put into this person a part of himself that resists doing what he's supposed to do. And that's why it's called Bezeh Sepech Techolechem, because a person had one career track. A person was supposed to do the Avdol L'Shamra, and now he has to go against resistance for the Avdol L'Shamra. The Zeh HaSapecha is because the person has to slave for it. It no longer comes automatic to the person. Bezeh HaTzar HaYoyse Gadol Shemachol Mini HaTzar LaNeshama Shasoyf Soyf Chukosal Mekoyra. And this is the greatest tzar for the neshama. It's just like, imagine this person who knows he could be a great doctor and he loves medicine, but he also likes drinking. And he keeps getting verschleppt and drinking and flunking tests and not doing well. The biggest tzar is not realizing yourself. So when a person has great abilities, and the person is not allowed to use those abilities because he's busy with his Eitz Hara, then he's it's the biggest tzar for the person. I once said Bala Musa used to say in Rav Itzala, it says that the Gemara says that Hill is Mechayev es Haniyim. And Yosef Mechayev Zarshoy. So we're going to ask the Aniyim, why won't Yosef in Torah? And they'll say, we were poor, so Hillel and so on. Yosef Mechayev, as they're showing, it says that he was very, very good looking. We'll ask a Rosh Hashanah, we ask why weren't you asking Torah? And he'll say, Torah to Yosef Yitzri. I was very fashlav in Sahara. So we'll ask him, Klum, were you more fashlav than Yosef? Yosef was such a beautiful person, and he had his potifa, and he still managed, and so on. So to say it's a remarkable, the phrase in the Gemara is remarkable. We're going to ask him, Yom HaDin, why didn't you learn? And I'll say, I was busy chasing women. I mean, that's kind of an incredible excuse. Is I saying, why late for class? Because I killed somebody, and it was a lot of blood get off my, wash off my hands. I mean, you don't use murder as an alibi for truancy. So the answer is yes. The worst thing a person can do is not realize himself. That's the etzem purpose of a person, is to realize himself. It says ma'uvus achaluskain. That's a person who misses an essay they can never do again. The Ramban is very famous. He says, why is essay the halosa say? Nominally, halosa says Muhammad an essay. In the rankings of the Einish and so on, halosa say is much. Is worse than essay. It's Malkus, the Karis. And the Ramban answers more or less that an Avera you can wipe out. Yisurim, Gehenim, Tshuva, you can expunge an Avera, but you cannot plant a mitzvah if the mitzvah wasn't there. So it's true that an Avera, the Einish maybe is Alosa says Mohammed Essay, but in terms of making up for it, Alosa say has a Mahalak of Tshuva. An essay is gone if you can't do it. So here also, the person has a tachlis, and the biggest pain is, so when I took in the zoom of the nachash, all of a sudden in me, different things opened up that pushed me in different directions. And therefore, that's the biggest sound. Behine, he says, V'zatzai segolol shekol mina atzal l'neshama shosef sef shegosef v'kara. It is the biggest sar to neshama because the neshama is trying to get to its makor. That's what it is showing for. That's its core desire, and it can't happen. Acheish achach mevedov l'eshuroi, hine ba'askilo al moitzedover, v'yirech kolisko elam enum al mimash shenishar ha'adam al korchul estaitu shanashu abazeh, shaluchi estom derech eldvoisem v'yom v'layla, ki im So a person makes a proper cheshbon hanefesh and asks himself, what do I really want? So if I really want whatever it is to accomplish, I'm supposed to accomplish, so the parnasa, whatever it is, it needs to be taken care of, but it can't become what runs my life. That's not, so the main cheshbon hanefesh is to sort out your personal sense of things. He's not talking about a sort of a blind emuna, which yes, you might have to have, but that's not the point over here. The point is to sit down and make your cheshbon hanefesh and say to yourself, what is it that I really want? And what is it that keeps on obstructing me from being mekayim as opposed to mekayim? V'dovah z'apir shalifas al Iyov, ki lo yeitze me'ofa ovid. Eliphaz really is meramez on this. When he told Iyov, lo yeitze me'ofa ovid. He'inyan. Ki hine k'siv v'yeitze v'yitza Hashem v'kibas adam ofa min adama. V'yedai lo me'ofa min adama. It says he created him with earth from the earth. What's the pshat? Why the redundancy? The Torah is trying to explain to us that man, as we know him, has two parts to himself. ki hu nikra Adam al shem Adama, v'loy Afa al shem Afa. He's called Adam, not Afa. Ach zehu lefi kesha nimzir Adam beinoy, v'hu ki ha-shefa ha-nishpa milamala yoyim ha-shayin ha-oretz, v'achar kach mekabla yisir Adam, v'soyd ze ki ze lemato b'soyd chiba ha-me'oyres la-yoyinim v'soyd duchir v'nukva. V'achar kach yoytze ha-shefa kol mishnehim ki chen roi lefi seyda elyon, v'zeo soyd ezer v'eskos 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 v'eskos. So the word Adam and Adama is really an incredibly different music than we used to. He says the hashpahs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu come about into this world when there is a kli kibul for it. Whenever this world has in itself what it needs to be mekabel shemayim, just like a zivuk of ish and isha, so when there's an appropriate zivuk, there's hashpah from the zachat to nekeva, and what comes out lemaisa is a vlad that is the toilet of both of them. So too, this is how hanhagas or kashbaru work, and therefore Adam is the offer min Adama. So the shefa that comes down through the Adam, and it sprouts within the Adam, and that's why Adam is called Adama. And I'll explain later the offer piece of it. But it's something where Adam is the hashlama, the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu set up the bria. Adam is the hashlama of the tzura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpia. Adam is the mekabel, and therefore the shefa comes from both together. Valkei nikra Adam eitz ha-sodeh, k'may shepir shal ha-pasuk, Adam eitz ha-sodeh, yan ve-emes hu min ha-oretz k'may ha-eitz. Ve-nimtza sha-choy mash Adam u-ofa v'u-davik ba-adama, sha-mokam she-mekabel koichim v'akei nikra al-shmoy. So the ofa min ha-adama means two things. He himself is offer, but mitzad is teichen and sheirish, he's dovuk to Adama, and that's where he's moishich the toiv shabbat. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up Adam in a way where the his mitzias in this world will be kaviyochol, like a zivuk to the shkinet rashba, and together, whatever comes up will come up from the two together. That's what Tzuras Adam is. Vishum echad min advarim ha'elu lo yegorim la'odam le'omol le'tircha v'gam she'etzar she'ele mishay mamshchut shabukir. So l'maisa, none of this would have caused Adam to have a hard time accomplishing what he set out to accomplish. He's got an neshama, he's offered an adama, everything's ready to go. And even Yetzirah was meant to be a thread, a little wisp of stuff. So Tzimah Sukkah over there, where Lo Sid Lavoi, the tzaddikim are going to cry because they're going to ask themselves, how did we were able to overcome such a huge Yetzirah? And tzaddikim will cry, tzaddikim will cry, how were we able to overcome such a big Yetzirah? Hashem will cry, how we were not able to. So, v'shum echad me'ela dvarim le'yuhoya gerim adon le'om le'terach, v'gam she'etzahara ha'il ol mishamam shkut shabuchid, that's the Gemara result, that's the Gemara and Sukkah that I'm talking about, where the Hashem will say it was only a thread, how were we not able to overcome it? Ala pasik ho'i moshka ev mechav le'shem. V'nimtza, she'afo b'she'chomer gas, so even though the Adam has very as coarse chomer, loy zeho yigurim to give yitzharish eshva'ata, that would not have caused the type of yitzhar we have now. Without him bringing the yitzhar into himself, it wouldn't have happened. Va'adama shi makoy makabos hashpa, loy zegoremis omotar kabla mazal. And the Adama would not have had any problems because it's natural. Births are natural, should have come very natural. So there's nothing in the normal mahalach of the Adam and whatever surah is that should have been gerim any type of ikuv that is being ma'akiv the hashpa milamala, and it's only because he brought in something else that created that matzav of ra, that matzav of amol, which sort of it doesn't allow him to do what he's supposed to. So basically, let's sum up a little bit the points that he's making over here. Basically, what he's saying is that the avoidus adam would have been the same, and that is to be mamshik lashpavu kashpavu to this world. Adam's avoda would have been hamemnuchos easily, meaning in this not that it may not be easy, but it has a certain seira and seira. That's what it is, and that's all that it is. With the chet, what Adam accomplished with being chayte was, he brought into himself the understandings and feelings of ra. Until that point, they didn't have it, and now it means, and it's not the avarice I want to do, it's that I'm restless and I don't want to do mitzvahs. I just don't care about mitzvahs anymore. So that's become the ra, so to speak, that the chelek ra brought into the person. The change over here with the Yetzer being chosen a person is that a person has now two heads, each one driving a different direction. And the tsar is when you realize which is what I really want, and which is doing the greatest good, but I'm so attached to other things I do, I can't get rid of it. That's the real tsar of the person. Okay, we'll hold it here. Good night.